Kelly O'Dwyer is the Minister for Financial Services, Revenue and Women. She has oversight of the sector and joined me a short time ago. Kelly O'Dwyer, good morning. Some of the companies caught red-handed at the Royal Commission are long-trusted pillars of society. How can Australians ever trust these companies with their money again?
Well, look, it's very clear that we have heard very disturbing revelations at the Royal Commission, and I'm not going to commentate on the Royal Commission, nor am I going to preempt its findings, but it's fair to say that giving the Royal Commission broad terms of reference, giving it full autonomy to go after bad misconduct and to look into that right across the financial services sector was absolutely the right thing to do.
AMP and CBA, they're not fly-by-night companies. They've knowingly dudded their customers. And in AMP's case, they've lied about it to ASIC and tried to cover it up. Why shouldn't customers desert them?
Well, look, we as the government are very disturbed by a number of the revelations that have been revealed recently at the Royal Commission. I'm not going to commentate, obviously, on the Royal Commission, nor am I going to preempt its findings. But I can say that ASIC, the conduct regulator, has been investigating AMP's conduct in relation to fees for no service. And that obviously came out during the Royal Commission. And they're obviously also very clearly looking at the false and misleading statements that have been made to ASIC. This is what the conduct regulator should do. And it's certainly been something that the government has been very focused on. The government's strengthened the powers of the regulator to be able to do its job because we don't want to see misconduct in the financial services sector. We want people to be able to have confidence that when they get advice, that it's advice in their best interests, which again is one of the reasons why the government has put in place new standards for financial advisers through the Financial Advisor Standards and Ethics Authority, and why we're mandating new education and training requirements and a code of ethics and a national exam.
Are you surprised, though, that these companies have put their reputations at risk over relatively small improvements to their profits?
Well, look, I think it's up to them to actually explain their actions, and it's entirely appropriate that ASIC has been pursuing those companies that have been charging fees for no service for the compensation that should rightly be paid to their clients. Is it any wonder that people would be critical of those companies who have engaged in this sort of behaviour? Absolutely not. And it's not acceptable behaviour, and it is for them to explain how they are going to regain the trust of their customers.
Under the future of financial advice laws introduced in 2013, companies are supposed to put their customers' interest first. Clearly, that is not happening. What might be required to make companies do the right thing?
Well, as I said, I don't want to preempt the findings of the Royal Commission. And certainly there are a range of civil and criminal sanctions that currently include jail time for companies that do the wrong thing by their customers. The government has put in place an enforcement review task force, which does include the conduct regulator ASIC, and it's across government and across different agencies to ensure that the regulator has got the power that it needs and the enforcement toolkit that it needs to do its job. Obviously, we will continue to monitor that. We have recently announced as a government a new Deputy Commissioner of ASIC with responsibility for enforcement, Dan Crennan QC, who'll be taking up that role very shortly. We want to make sure that the regulator can get out there, do its job and ensure confidence in the financial services sector.
Do you believe that dodgy bankers, including chief executives, should go to prison if they've broken the law and ripped off customers?
Absolutely.
Last night, Barnaby Joyce tweeted that in the past he'd argued against a Royal Commission into banking, saying that he was now wrong. What he'd heard this week was far beyond disturbing. What about you? Are you prepared to say it was wrong to argue against having such an inquiry?
Well, I think it is right that we have a broad inquiry that can look into all aspects of misconduct in the financial services sector. The ALP had argued for a very narrow one, simply into the banks. The revelations that obviously we've heard about AMP are included in scope because of the inquiry that we have put in place. And frankly, I think we are hearing things that would mean that we have done the right thing in introducing introducing a Royal Commission, and we are looking forward to the recommendations that will be made by the Independent Royal Commissioner.
But the government resisted this at all turns and only made the decision to hold the inquiry when MPs from the government side threatened to cross the floor.
Well, it was the government's decision to implement a Royal Commission with broad powers. That's what's happened and that's what's occurring right now, Sabra.
Trust is an issue here. Renewing faith with voters, you can't even say that you got it wrong.
Well, let me say that we've got a Royal Commission, Sabra. I mean, I can't be any clearer than that. We introduced a Royal Commission. Initially, the government said that it didn't feel that there was a need for a Royal Commission, and we re-evaluated our position and we introduced one. It's happening now, Sabra.
There's a sense that this is a tip of the iceberg, given it is early stages for the Royal Commission. Is Kenneth Hayne going to have enough time to deliver a final report and recommendations by the 1st of February next year?
Well, obviously, we will take advice from the Royal Commissioner in relation to the time that he needs to do the job that we have given him to do. Obviously, when we put in place the timeframe, we felt as a government that that would be an appropriate time period in order to make recommendations, but we will obviously take advice from the Royal Commissioner in relation to that.
Regarding the companies, is the solution, as former ACCC boss Alan Fels puts this morning, that the institution should structurally separate the making of these financial products from their sale?
Well, this is something that will be considered by the Royal Commissioner, and as I said at the outset, I'm not going to get into a position where I'm preempting his findings. We will await his findings, and obviously those findings will be very, very important in the action that the government takes next.
Kelly O'Dwyer, thank you for the interview this morning. We can hear that you're struggling.
Indeed. I'm sorry about my voice, Sabra.
The Minister for Financial Services and Revenue, Kelly O'Dwyer.